You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and rating prognostication champion. How are you tonight, Tony?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Doing good.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm all right. So, Tony, I'm embarrassed to admit that you were right last week in picking that blowout of your Patriots over my Steelers. So, but I got to ask you, were you just giving me the business and the blowout, or did you have a real sense that something like that could actually happen?
I had a sense, man. Our defense is better than last year, and so that is something. I know we're missing Gronk, but I was going on our defense. Our defense is a lot better than we played last year. We held the Rams to 3 points in the Super Bowl, I think it was. So I was definitely going on that. And your buddy Angelo told me to really rub it in on you too. You know,
so. I bet he did too. I bet he did. Yeah. So, Tony, last week we said either Bob or you and me were going to be in a big hole because we certainly differed in the first few picks. And, well, Bob has made an early season statement, my friend. 5-0 yeah. By Bob Lazzari.
Wow.
Last week. You were 3-2 and I was 2-3. You and I both incorrectly picked the Bears last Thursday night to beat the Packers. We both had the Falcons over the Vikings. Obviously, Bob did not, and then, of course, I went with the Steelers over the Patriots. So, Bob has darted out to a 2-game lead over you, my friend. It's a long season. Bob wants your title back, and a 5-0 start is pretty darn impressive. All right, let's get into our picks for Week 2 and our first game tonight, guys. The 1-0 Vikings are going to the 1-0 Packers. Tony, we picked against both of those teams last week, so which one do you like this week?
Man, this is a really a toss-up, man, to me. I know they're playing in Green Bay and hard to win in Green Bay, but I really wasn't impressed with Green Bay in their win over the Chicago Bears. I was less impressed with the Chicago Bears. But I think Minnesota's defense is going to be up to the task. And I don't think Aaron has the protection that he needs. He was getting killed last week, so I think Minnesota's going to get to him, but it will be a close game. We'll go 20-17, Minnesota.
Okay. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, Tony hit this right. I mean, it's kind of a the old black and blue division type game where could go either way. You almost want to pick with a home team, and I just think he's right. The Green Bay Packers looked awful last week, and I think they'll probably make some adjustments because they can't play that bad again. And I don't know, if the Vikings can play a game where Cousins can make less mistakes than he did last week. So I'm going to just give Green Bay a slight edge here. I'll go the opposite with Tony. I'm going to say 2017 Green Bay.
Wow. So now you got me thinking because I was agreeing with Tony. But here you go. He goes Vikings. You go Packers. Oh, my goodness. You second guess yourself, right? I get myself in trouble. So, yeah, I mean, to your point, Bob, we talked about it at the top of the show, right? Vikings win, Cousins only 10 pass attempts against the Vikings last week. It was sort of 1970 all over again in that game. They rushed for 172. They passed for 97. Their defense only allowed 12 points. They had 4 sacks and a couple of picks. So, you know, you look at that and you say, well, can they really only pass the ball 10 times again? And I would think the answer's got to be no. I mean, they got to come back to the future, right? I mean, they got to pass the ball at least 20 times. I mean, you've got Adam Thielen, you got Stephon Diggs, you got Kyle Rudolph. You think this is a dynamic offense, and you throw in Dalvin Cook, who had over 100 yards last week. I mean, all things point to they got a great offense. You'd think they'd use it. So, now that you picked the Packers, I want to go Packers. But I said Vikings on my sheet, so I'm going to stick with Tony for some reason, and I'm going to take the Vikings. I think I'm close in score. I got the Vikings 24-20. Our second game, guys, is the Seahawks going to Pittsburgh to face my Steelers. Tony, the Seahawks barely beat the Bengals last week 21-20 on a touchdown with 2 minutes left. Can the Seahawks do what the Patriots did and run all over my Steelers? Or can the Steelers kind of put that in the rear view and come back this week? Who do you like?
I think the Steelers are going to bounce back this week. You know, Seattle's coming off all the way from the West Coast, coming to the East Coast. Only thing scares me about your Steelers, man, is your freaking secondary. Yeah, man, they're shaky.
Yeah.
Because you guys got Big Ben, and I think a lot of pressure on Tomlin right now. He's got to win. He can't go 0-2. He can't start off the season 0-2. So I'm going to go with the Steelers winning 27-10.
Okay. I feel better about that. Bob, what do you think?
I agree with everything Tony said. This is a team that can't afford to go 0-2, and they're home. And I just think Schuster and Connor will play much better, especially Connor. Yeah, I think it's going to be more Steelers really getting back into the AFC talk, Chris. I think they're going to win 31-17.
Well, from both of your lips to God's ears, because I got nothing but hope to go on this week with the Steelers. To Tony's point, I mean, they showed nothing on offense last week. Somehow the defense looked even worse, particularly the defensive backs. Like Tony said, they looked even worse than they did last year, and they brought in more speed. Mark Barron, you know, inside linebacker, Devin Bush, we drafted, you know, Steven Nelson coming over from the Chiefs at defensive back, and they looked even worse than they did a year ago, and a year ago they were terrible. The offense looks slow and lethargic. I don't know. I mean, the only thing that I'm looking for and I'm hopeful about is Andy Dalton threw for 418 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Seahawks defense last week, and I thought the Seahawks defense was going to be better, and, you know, they certainly didn't look very good in the offensive line, and Bob, you touched on this. You know, Russell Wilson got, you know, sacked 4 times last week, so maybe Ben has a better day passing, to your point, there at home, and somehow they get this win. So I'm going to stick with the Steelers again. I get them 26-24 and a nail biter for me. They get a win. Third game is the 1-0 Chiefs at the 1-0 Raiders. Tony, Raiders undefeated without Antonio Brown as a part of the team. Can they keep it going this week?
Not a chance in hell. Gotta get the Chiefs, man. Even with Tyreek Hill out, they still just got too many weapons, man. They're a machine over there in Kansas City, man. But you know, it's they're not playing in Oakland. Because they're playing in Oakland, it won't be a blowout. So I'll say 35-17, Kansas City.
Okay, Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, Tony's got it right there, Chris. I mean, Kansas City, no matter where they play this year, they're going to score 30 points. So you ask yourself, can this opponent score 30? The Raiders, I mean, Carr was very good last week, very efficient, made no mistakes. But can he put up more than 30 against Kansas City? No. So Tony's about right. I'm going to have it 35-21.
Okay. And I think you're both right. And, you know, the things you look at, Sammy Watkins, what a huge game he had last week. And even with, to your point, Tony, even without Tyreek Hill, you know, Travis Kelce, maybe the best tight end in the game. Shady McCoy fit right in. Didn't even seem like he missed a beat. He was only there for a couple of days. And boy, he certainly looked good. Now, to both of your points, the Chiefs offense has now put up 30 or more points in their last 5 games going back to last season, including the playoffs. And they've done it 15 of the 19 times Pat Mahomes has started. And oh, by the way, the other times they put in 25 or more. So that's just how good that offense is and how good a quarterback Pat Mahomes is. He's got the highest passer rating, guys, of any quarterback into his first 2 seasons of anybody in history. He's ahead of Kurt Warner, who used to be 1. He's ahead of Dan Marino, who used to be 2. So that's how good Pat Mahomes has been. And to your point, there's no way the Raiders are putting up that many points and hanging with them. I got the Chiefs winning the game 38-17. Fourth game, 1-0 Saints going to the 1-0 Rams. Tony, this time around the game is out in L.A., and I'm sure the Saints are using last year's, you know, travesty in the NFC Championship game as a lot of motivation. Do they get revenge, or do the Rams prove it was no fluke?
You know what? I watched the Saints-Houston game, and you know, actually the Saints should have lost that game. But you got Drew Brees and Thomas at receiver,
I still can't see them going all the way out to LA and beating LA. The Rams are, they got a pretty good offense, and I love their defense. So, I gotta go with the Rams. I if they were playing at home, it'd be a little different story, but since they're going all the way out to LA, gonna go with the Rams 34-27.
34-27. Okay. Bob, how do you have it?
I wrestled with this one all week, guys, because this one, when you bet against a team that you have going to the Super Bowl, you have to ask yourself, well, I have the Saints probably losing 4 or 5 games this year, and this probably is going to be one of them. You know, I mean, if they play in New Orleans, you got to pick the Saints. So I'm going to go with Tony. I'm going to think I wasn't impressed at times with the Saints, but they're the type that they're going to improve every week. And they're going to be right there at the end. But this time, I think in L.A., the Rams take it 30-24, Chris.
All right, 30-24. And, guys, like you guys, I watched, the Monday night game. The Saints defense still looked pretty porous out there. DeAndre Hopkins had 111 yards receiving. The Texans rushed for 180 yards, averaged 7.8 yards per carry in that game. Now, Drew Brees was clutch, brought the Saints back in the final second. Got to give him the props for doing that. The Rams defense is going to have to show more than they did last week against the Panthers. Oh, by the way, they let McCaffrey run all over them. Now they've got, to deal with Alvin Kamara. So it's not going to get any easier for them. But, the game is outdoors. It's on grass. The Saints lost a couple of games last year outdoors at Dallas, at Carolina. So with the Rams being at home, I'm going to take them as well. I think it's going to be a close one. I've got them winning that game 30-27. Our last game of the week is, of course, the 0-1 Browns going to the 0-1 Jets, who are going to be, oh, by the way, without Sam Darnold, who was diagnosed with mono this week. He's going to be out indefinitely. Former Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian will start in his place. Tony, which one of those teams do you like?
Well, I tell you, if the Cleveland Browns don't shape up, man, they're a team that has a lot of talent, offense and defense. I like their quarterback as well. But, with Darnold out, I just can't see them winning that game. I don't even know if is the running back playing. I mean, because I know he had a bad shoulder or something, I think he's questionable. But with Sam Darnold out, I just can't see Siemian coming in there and winning that game. Cleveland's going to bounce back from last week. They must have had like 180 yards of penalties or whatever it was. But I got to go with Cleveland because of all the talent that they have on that team and Darnold being out. So we're going to go with Cleveland, and this is going to be Tony Pollard's blowout, 44-10.
44-10. Wow. I'm not going to laugh because I laughed last week and it bit me right in the tuchus. So, Bob, what do you think?
I don't think the Jets can win without Darnold. And this is, again, Browns, very highly touted team. Beckham returning to the Meadowlands. They're going to put up 30-plus points. The Jets, I think the Jets might play better than people think, but not without Darnold and maybe a possible shaky Le'Veon Bell. It's going to be, I'm going to say 30-17, Cleveland.
All right, guys. So, to pile on with the Jets, right? They not only did they lose Darnold for, a few weeks, at least they lost wide receiver Quincy Enunwa for the season with a neck injury. Now, look, Trevor Siemian, 13-11 as a starter. So as a good short-term fill-in, that's not a bad record for a young quarterback. The Jets defense collapsed last week, Bob, like you talked about at the top of the show, and let the Bills come back from 16 down to win that game. They were up 16-0 midway through the third quarter, but they gave up, 280-plus yard drives in the fourth quarter to lose to, to your point about Devin Singletary had a nice game for the Bills. Browns awful last week because, they're the Browns. That's what they do. They play awful. It doesn't matter who the head coach is. Doesn't matter who the players are. They're the Browns. So, my gut is to say they're going to continue to be the Browns, but just because of the lack of personnel, if Darnold was in there and I didn't feel badly about, where Le'Veon Bell is from his health, I don't feel badly that, about Le'Veon Bell. I just feel bad for his health. And then we hadn't lost a wide receiver either. I'd be taking the Jets because, again, the Browns are the Browns. But I think because of all that, they get away with the win. I've got them winning this game 24-10. Tone, as always, let our listeners know about the great things you do to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're just coming off our 11th golf tournament this past August. Had a great turnout, and man, we're just giving scholarships off to kids going off to college. Go to our website, TonyCollinsFoundation.org.
Tone, you're the best, my friend. Take care. We'll catch up with you next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Have a great week, Tony.
God bless, guys.
Take care.
See you, Tone. That's the great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Russell Baxter, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Russell on the other side of this real quick station break.